The government recognises the distress experienced by thousands of homeowners caused by the use of defective concrete blocks in their homes. My government colleagues and I are absolutely committed to ensuring that all such homeowners are financially assisted to remediate their homes to allow them to move on with their lives. I myself met with various stakeholders in Donegal earlier this year, including representatives from the Mica Action Group. I also met with a large number of Donegal councillors from all parties and none, alongside senior management of the council. Each group raised important matters, including the need to extend the eligibility of the cap and rate increase to a larger group of homeowners. Through this series of meetings in total and site visits to DCB-affected homes, I saw firsthand the very real difficulties defective concrete block homeowners are facing through no fault of their own. It demonstrated to me the continued importance and contribution of the current scheme in place since July 2023 in helping those affected to fix their homes and move on with their lives. My department remains in regular contact with those affected, not just in Donegal, but also throughout the country. And we continue to work to listen to homeowners as we keep the scheme under review to identify where we can improve how it operates. I can therefore say with confidence that the scheme is now beginning to really deliver for many homeowners in the affected counties. Over 3,000 homeowners are now at various stages of the DCB grant scheme and will be supported with grants for eligible expenditure up to a maximum cap of €460,000 per household. And this represents a 10% increase in the maximum cap since the scheme launched in 2023. As at the end of August this year, 247 homes have been remediated, with a further 983 homeowners notifying the relevant designated local authority of the date of commencement of their works to remediate their homes. I believe that it is good progress. That is why we are redoubling our efforts in partnership with local authority sector, the housing agency and the homeowners themselves to accelerate funding and work under the scheme. More than €193 million has been provided to date. Government funding for this work continues to be provided, with a record €175 million allocated to fund the scheme in 2026. And that's more than double the amount allocated to the scheme this year and reflects in the strong take-up in the scheme as it begins to take hold, particularly in the northwest of the country. In line with the commitment to keep the scheme under review and improve it, the government approved a priority drafting of legislation, and this will provide for the increases in the grant scheme cap and rates that were announced late last year that have applied to all new applicants since that time, to be extended to a wider group of homeowners who were incurred eligible costs under the grant scheme since the 29th of March of 2024. In addition, I plan to make a number of amendments to the legislation to the scheme so that the scheme can be continued to be applied in an efficient and an effective and equitable as manner as possible to all homeowners. This legislation is being progressed as expeditiously as possible, and the bill is included in the autumn 2025 government legislation programme for priority publication, and I expect to be bringing it forward before you in the House very shortly. I am confident that the proposed amendments in the bill will address a number of matters of concern for homeowners and indeed covered by the deputies in this motion. I am acutely aware of the terrible effect and the hardship the deleterious materials have caused and the toll this has had and continues to have on many individuals and their families. A major focus of this motion is quite rightly on protecting the mental health of homeowners and residents. This government is committed to providing mental health supports for individuals and families affected by the defective concrete blocks issue. Free counselling sessions are available to individuals and families in the five relevant counties, and the Department of Health have worked with the HSE to ensure that mental health supports are available through My Mind, and homeowners can visit its website and register for the service. The Department of Health have also agreed to consider face-to-face offering instead of online telephone support, and will consider additional support for children and advice. Deputies will be aware that the current grant scheme was designated in accordance with the prevailing scientific evidence available at the time. The ongoing commitment from government is that the scheme will be amended in line with any new scientific evidence that is required, and we will follow the science. In this regard, in November 2024, following receipt of preliminary results from scientific research damaged dwellings in County Donegal, all homeowners that have been given a non-demolition option were offered a choice of continuing with the work on their dwelling under the option determined or the option of a full technical review of their application by housing agency. This review will be informed by the current research. Once the full review of the national standard is complete, it is, I believe, a pragmatic and equitable approach that offers flexibility and real choice and options to affected homeowners. The National Standards Authority of Ireland, with the aid of comprehensive public consultation, which closed in July of this year, are in the process of finalising their review of IS 465, the national standard that underpins our DCB scheme, and they are considering close to 650 submissions received. My colleague, the Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, recently confirmed that he has been informed by his officials that an estimation of finalisation of the review of comments and subsequent publication of the revised IS 465 will be provided shortly, and he has requested the NSAI to publish this update on their website when available. The 2022 DCB Act includes a provision for an appeals process for homeowners. Appeals under the DCB scheme are covered by a statutory process under an appeals panel led by a senior counsel and with experts from the legal and engineering professions appointed by the Minister under a clear and transparent process managed on his behalf by the Public Appointments Service. I am aware of a degree of concern out there that have about the speed of the appeals processes. My department, which provide administrative support to the appeals panel, has passed on these concerns. However, it should be noted the appeals system is an independent statutory function under the Defective Concrete Blocks Act of 2022. Thankfully, I understand that it has now begun to issue determinations to appellants and is expected to accelerate its work in the coming weeks. I will conclude for now. I know one thing we all agree on is that how important this issue is and that everything that can be done to alleviate the distress of homeowners is being done. So I do want to thank you and I look forward to hearing thoughtful and further helpful contributions here this morning.